I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Eric has been helping people retire for over 26 years now. He's here today to give you some helpful advice about retirement. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. Have you been meeting with your clients this past week at Heckman Financial? What the heck have they been talking about?
You know, we talked about it, I think, a little last week, too, about, you know, a lot of it's how do you save money in taxes, right? How can you do something for trying to make that tax hit a little less brutal? And so, you know, you can do Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, which is something we'll probably be getting into later in the show here. But for a lot of people, if your income's too high for the Roth IRA, then what do you do? And so a lot of people have been doing this Wealth Beyond Wall Street or talking about this, you know, ways to invest without having the market risk and all these things. Well, really what they're talking about typically is life insurance and overfunded life insurance. And it can be a great, great tool if done right. If done wrong, it can be a real mess. And so one of my concerns is there's a lot of people promoting this out there and they're just not really telling all the stories to that. So that's one issue. And then other ways, you know, how can you put some money maybe in real estate that's super tax efficient without having to go buy a whole huge place? You know, there's different investment opportunities that we use that people can just put money in and buy a fraction of a large, you know, real estate holding and get super, super tax efficient income from. So, you know, there are ways, there's alternatives out there that a lot of typical investment managers don't know about or don't use because all they do is their answer to everything is stocks and bonds. You know, here at Heckman Financial, we say, hey, there's lots of tools to use. Some are right for the right jobs and some are wrong for certain jobs. So, you know, what's the best tool for you? Well, let's not limit ourselves. Let's have all those tools open. And that's really what we're focusing on.
You know, Eric, I know that many of us feel like we have saved a lot in our 401ks and that we shouldn't really have much issue using that account fund to fund our retirement. But can you provide some basic information about 401ks and why today's topic is so important?
Well, 401ks, you know, they came out in 1978, but really weren't kind of truly invented, if you want to say that, until the early 80s. And it was actually one guy is credited with creating them because it was actually not necessarily something the IRS intended to have, but it was a part of a code. And he figured out, hey, you could put money in here. And it sounded like a great idea because, hey, now instead of just having to worry about your company putting money away for you, now you could do it on your own. You could start funding your own account, seeing the money there. And so it sounded like a great idea. Hey, I can save some extra money. This could be a great thing for my retirement. The only problem was lots of times when the government puts in different rules or different things, they may or may not always know the consequences. In this case, who knows? Maybe they did know the consequences and maybe that's why this came out. But you know, what really that did is that grew to the fact that a lot of companies now could get rid of their pensions. And so for people who didn't have a pension, the 401k was a great tool. But for those of us who had a pension back then, which you know most people did, those all went away because now the companies were like, well, hey, if you have this, then you know, why do we need to put money away for you, right? You know, that along with the IRA, which came out just a little bit afterwards, had a lot of ways for people to save. And so people thought, hey, this is great. We're going to be able to save on our own. But, you know, what happened was that lost for a lot of people, that's cost them having a pension.
Eric, isn't Social Security really the foundation for all retirements?
Well, it is now, sadly, because the 401k kind of made it okay for companies to get rid of their pensions. And so, you know, that's why Social Security has gotten to be super, super critical now. Back in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't so critical because people had pensions, had Social Security, and their extra money was kind of really that extra, right? And, you know, now you have to really make sure you're doing the right thing. Make sure you're, you know, really looking at when should you take that money. Should it be at 66 or 67, depending on your age? You know, should you take it early? Should you wait till 70? There's no right answer for that. Because it's super, super case specific because it really depends on where your other assets are. How much assets do you have in certain accounts? You know, what will that impact on waiting cost those assets? What about the tax ramifications? So, you know, if you see one of those silly online calculators that says, oh, here's how long it takes for your Social Security to, you know, cross over, which one was better, they're ignoring your other assets. They're ignoring taxes. There's a lot of things missing from those, I find. So really what you got to do is really analyze your personal situation and figure out, okay, with my 401k, with my IRA assets I've built up, what should I be doing with Social Security? And really the only way to do that is do that with a written income plan. And here at Heckman Financial, that is what we do for our clients. We create a blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. So really when we're looking at that, we're going to sit down and create that income plan that includes Social Security, you know, your IRA, everything, 401ks, figure out how to get that money out. Then we'll look at the investments that you should be having to create that income. Next, we have to look at the tax ramifications of all three of those areas, and then look at healthcare and legacy, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And again, that's what we want to create for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call, and we will set up a time, visit, see what you have to worry about, and then we'll set up a strategy session and see, hey, changes we can make for you. Is that something you want to do or not? And that's when you decide whether or not to hire us. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric, tell us, when is the right time to file for Social Security? There never seems to be an exact estimate on that.
Yeah, exactly. So the toughest thing is if you're trying to retire early. Early means before your full retirement age, which for most people is 66. And if you're 1960 and after, in terms of when you were born, at 67. And so if you're trying to retire early, the hardest part is you cannot work. If you work and you make more than 17K, you start losing $1 of Social Security for every two you make. So for most people, once you make $50,000, $60,000, you would have given back all your Social Security, but you would have locked in that penalty for starting early. So that's one thing you really, really want to avoid. So a lot of times people say, hey, it sounds great to retire early. And then they get, you know, whatever. Somebody calls them up, says, hey, can you do this consulting for me? Or can you do this? Or, you know, maybe it's a fun job, whatever. And then all of a sudden they end up losing all the Social Security benefits and locking in a penalty for starting early. So you really, really got to be committed to not work if you're going to retire early, which sounds weird. If you're going to wait till 70, it can be great. But again, you're going to have to spend down some other assets while you're waiting if you're still retiring at 66. Again, it really comes down to having a plan and knowing what's going on. So, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We actually sit down and create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying it. And so if that's something you'd like to do, we create this income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. It's a very short plan. It's customized just for you. It's about 10 pages. And we'll go over all that. And then it's up to you if you want to implement it or not. So all we ask that you have is at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. And there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is set up a time to come in and visit to our office. And we'll go over this. And so if that's something you'd like to do, just pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
If you hold all or part of your retirement savings in a 401k, be sure to stick around. We'll have some important answers coming up on how a 401k could fail you in retirement. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to maximize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the San Jose Public Library, Rose Garden Branch. Pick the date that works best for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, August 28th, or Wednesday, August 29th. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now, 866-734-8465. That's 866-734-8465. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 866-734-8465.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, here today with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Today we are talking about why the 401k, if mishandled, could fail you in retirement. So, Eric, if 401ks have potential pitfalls and problems, why do so many people participate in them?
Well, it's more by you got no other choice lots of times, right? So, you know, once the pension went away, we're stuck. You know, I was started in this industry, you know, in the early 90s, and, you know, we were taught to teach people about the three-legged stool, the Social Security, your pension, and then your savings. And that was the three legs of the stool that held you up in retirement. Well, now that pension's gone, and so now it's a Social Security and your own savings. Well, a two-legged stool is not a fun thing to sit on. So the 401k was supposed to be able to replace all this, do all these great things. The hard part is, first of all, you got to manage it. You don't have, you know, a team of, you know, CFAs and PhDs and math and all this stuff behind you, right? They're not running these plans for you. And the hard part, too, is a lot of people weren't participating in 401ks early on. And so depending on how much you were funding it, you may have not put enough in there. So what's happening to more and more people is they're getting into their 50s and trying to go, oh, my gosh, how am I going to save? You know, I didn't do enough in my 20s and 30s. So it's really hard to catch up later in life. So, you know, 401k is something that you pretty much end up having to use. You definitely want to get that match. And you want to look at how to save that 15. I mean, everybody should be saving 15% of their income. So, you know, where is that going to go? Well, part of that should probably be going into the 401k. But the hard part is also you're giving up a lot of benefits because now you're going to be paying tax at whatever bracket is down the road. You know, if your company has a Roth 401k option, that can be a lot helpful too. So, you know, really lots of times what you have to do is really look at your 401k and just start funding it somewhat, but also make sure you've got assets other places too.
So, Eric, since the 401k system has essentially replaced the old pension system that previous retirees used, I don't understand why the 401ks could potentially fall short now.
Well, you know, there's two things. One is it's dependent on how much was funded. Yeah, you know, when you had a pension, there was rules, there were laws, accounting standards to how much had to be funded to make sure that pension was, you know, solvent. Nobody's checking on your 401k, making sure you're funding it. So that's one issue. And then the other one is people are living so much longer now, right? There's a lot of people who are going to have a 30, maybe even a 40-year retirement. And there is no lifetime income guarantee in a 401k. So that's a tough part, because how are you going to make sure the money lasts like a pension would? A pension made sure that it lasted for you and usually even your spouse. Now that's not the case anymore. So now you're all on your own.
Right. That's the scary part. We're all on our own. That's why it's very important to have someone like you to be a second set of eyes. You know what's interesting, though, is that even though many workers have access to a 401k program, many of them aren't taking full advantage of it, are they?
No, they still aren't. And that's the hard part. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, especially in the Bay Area where we have super high cost of living, you know, if you're trying to pay the mortgage or pay the rent bill, then, you know, versus fund your retirement, well, which one are you going to pick, right? You don't want to be living on the streets, so you got to take care of certain things first. So that's one of the tough parts is a lot of people, you know, especially when they're younger, they're not doing it as much. Now, hopefully more straight out of college or something, if they can get that first job and they just get used to it, it's going to be easy. But if all of a sudden you're having to start it, it's tougher. You know, there's a lot of things that have been, you know, improved on 401ks. There's auto enrollment, auto escalation, where, you know, it raises how much you're funding it by 1% every year. There's a lot of cool little features now that people have been adding to kind of make people kind of start saving without knowing they're saving more. And so it's funny how that usually ends up working. But the sad part is the median account balance in 401ks nationwide is about $135,000. That would give you maybe $600 a month or so in retirement. That is not going to, you got to make it. I mean, throw on Social Security and yeah, you're not going to be getting by. And so, you know, that's the hard part is you really need to have a lot more in there. With higher income earners, you know, the median balance is more like $780K. So, you know, that's going to go a lot farther, obviously. So, you know, you really need to be building that up. A lot of times people say, what is a good number to have at retirement? Yeah, the easy math is put 5%. So if you got $1 million, 5%, you could get $50K off of it a year. So you have to figure out what your spending patterns and stuff. But, you know, you need to have at least probably that million, if not a lot more, to really get by in retirement. It sounds crazy, but, you know, it's just how it goes with inflation and everything else. So, you know, one of the things to really, instead of just doing these rules of thumbs and guesses, if you create a real plan, an income plan, and that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, we actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. What we do first and foremost is we create that income plan. That income plan that says, okay, how much money will you have? How much can you live on? Then we look at the investments. You know, what investments should be in there? How do we guarantee some lifetime income? Look at the tax ramifications. What order of withdrawals should you be making? Look at the healthcare and legacy options. And that is the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we would create for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And then all you do is just pick up the phone and call to set a time to come in for visit. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You know, there are so many things that can impact our 401k dollars. And so we really do need to remain vigilant about it. One challenge is the real possibility of living longer. We talk about that almost every weekend on our show, Eric. The fact that we're all living longer, got to have a better plan. We're relying mostly on our retirement savings, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, one big thing is as you live longer, there's more health issues. So healthcare is getting more and more expensive because what used to kill you now just slows you down, or you take a pill for it, but you got to pay for it, all that stuff. So the healthcare strategy, it needs to be more and more looked at. It's something that you got to really be paying attention to. You know, for most people, the number is around $250,000 is what most couples will spend from age 65 on, just in normal, like co-pays, doctor office visits, you know, stuff like that, dental, all those things. We're not even talking about long-term care or, you know, home health care or anything like that. So, you know, that's one of the things you have to look at is how is your income going to increase in retirement to take care of this healthcare inflation and just normal inflation? You know, if you think you're going to retire on at $5,000 a month and then 20 years later still be happy with getting $5,000 a month, you know, that might be really tough. I mean, try living on your income that you made 20 years ago. It's not going to be pretty. So, you know, that's one of the big things. You got to be planning for inflation and how is that money going to grow, but also how's it going to last to make sure it lasts as long as you and your spouse do.
Eric, I'm glad you brought up healthcare because it is something that we all think about, really regardless of our age. And it's constantly a hot topic in the news. And like you said, the costs are just continuing to go up. So as we get older, healthcare will become more important than ever. So how do you help account for that when you're helping someone construct a retirement strategy, Eric?
It's a tough one because there's a lot of things that we don't know, right? So you got to plan for contingencies and have some backup plans. Yeah, that's one thing that definitely helps. I mean, just, yeah, my boys and I are all involved in scouts and, you know, scouting models, be prepared, right? So how do you prepare for all these things? And, you know, one is long-term care. You know, that's for, you know, needing some sort of health care. They say only about 25% of Americans, according to one survey, said that they actually believe they'll need it. Well, the stats are now more like 70% of people will need some sort of long-term care at some point, either home health care or skilled nursing or something. And that cost can be really super scary. I mean, I've got clients right now paying $10,000-$11,000 a month for their spouse. And, you know, you just think about what that does to your assets. I mean, if you have an ill spouse for, say, 3-4 years, you know, it could be $300,000-$400,000, maybe even more. You know, that's going to be gone. And then you may live another 20 years past that. That's one of those really hard ones to overcome because these costs can be a lot. You know, like I said, that's on top of just your normal co-pays and everything else. A lot of times you'll look at long-term care insurance and say, oh, well, here, I can just buy that. Long-term care is super disappointing for most people. I mean, I've got a client who, you know, we helped get some long-term care for, I think, about 15 years ago. And the company, of course, she bought it from, oh, we've never raised our rates. We've never raised our rates. Well, guess what they do now every year? They're raising her rates. And she's in her 70s now. It's not a good time to go get new policy or even try to get one because most companies have bailed out of it. So, you know, there are some alternatives. There's some other things that you can use for long-term care. There's some specialty products. So there's a lot better options than just the traditional long-term care insurance. But again, it really comes down to having an overall plan. I mean, that's the most critical thing. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement and just pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And, of course, Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement successfully. He would love to help you worry less about your wealth. Eric, you were telling us that we should participate in a 401k as much as we can to provide a sustainable amount to help us get through retirement. That is the key here because we are pretty much on our own as far as, you know, pensions are going away. So we're pretty much on our own as far as saving a retirement nest egg. Is there a magic number that you tell your clients to try to reach before they enter retirement?
Well, you know, the hard part about that is I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, there is really no one set number. And the problem with, you know, being focused on a number is it's kind of like a goal or a destination. Once you get there, you're like, oh, right, I'm done. Well, are you actually done? You know, so the hard part is, yeah, you may have gotten that $1 million number, but maybe now with inflation and stuff, you need a 1.5. And so are you actually there? So really it's more about how do you plan to get this money out? How can you structure it? You know, with different financial tools, lots of times you can actually get more income out of some assets by utilizing some special tools. Mostly that magic number thing is really for stocks and bond investments. And if you're going to use some other tools that have guaranteed lifetime income and other things attached to them, you can often actually create more income with less dollars. So it's more focused on how do you get to that income result that you want more than the number.
Is there anything, you know, that you can do, that we can do to help our savings?
Yeah, so, you know, there's lots of ways that people can get on track. I mean, you know, once you're 50 and up, there's that catch-up provision where it allows you to add another $6,000 to your 401k and an extra $1,000 to either a Roth or traditional IRA. So that's one option that you can do. Lots of times, too, there's a lot of plans that have been adding this after-tax 401k option where you can put more money than the maximum to an after-tax provision. And so that's something you can look at. And then obviously there's other investments. So it's more about starting to put more money away and making sure you're saving enough And again, going back to that planning, you know, how do you know if you're not saving enough or you're saving enough? Well, you look at the plan and see how you're tracking, right?
What do we need to keep track of here?
Well, you know, one of the things, of course, is fees. You know, every 401k you got to pay money for. You can't just get stuff for free. We'd like to, but it just doesn't work that way. So, you know, what are the fees? You know, there's some laws that said, okay, here, you have to tell people some of these fees. Well, I find most of those are like the per participant fees. They're really not showing you the actual fees of the funds. And so that's one thing that you have to look at. If you're a smaller company, this is a big deal. If you're a big company, usually it's not a big deal at all. So it's really the size of your company. If your 401k is offered by an insurance company, that's typically going to be more expensive. The reason why insurance companies do that is they charge the employer less money, but then they end up charging more to the employee. And it's, again, not something that's stated, not something that's shown. They do have to have it legally disclosed, but it's also what I like to call legally invisible. And so that's one of the things that you have to look at is, you know, look at those fees, look how they're doing. And then also, is there a way to manage the account? Some places are now allowing some people to help manage or invest your 401k where you can get some advice inside it. You know, that might be something you might want to pay some money for, or at least having a rebalancing option on there where, like, once a year it resets where your dollars are. So that way, if one area shot up a lot, it moves things around. But, you know, again, it's really more going back to having a plan and saying, okay, where are all these things and where should they be? And how does this compare with my IRAs, my other monies, and all sorts of things? And so, again, going back to that, got to have a plan. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. What we want you to do is worry less about your portfolio and where you should be investing, and more about how to have fun and enjoy your life in retirement. So again, what we do is we sit down there and we'll create that income plan, figure out how you're going to get income, what assets are you going to be using. Then we'll look at those investments. You know, what should the 401ks be in? What should the old IRAs be in and 401ks and all your other normal assets? And then we're going to look at the tax ramifications. You know, which dollars should you touch when and how much, and how should you be funding them? Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you. Again, it's only about 10 or 11 pages. We're not talking a ton of information. It's very easy, very concise. And so this is no cost, no obligation for you. If you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
So, Eric, the mindset in planning for retirement often has expected costs, right? And what we believe is things that we can control. What about the forces we can't control, like market volatility? Markets are always, you know, up and down, and you just never know what they're going to do. There's always that fear of the next big correction, like what happened in 2008. So how does market volatility affect our retirement?
Well, hands down, the number one concern everybody should have is market volatility in retirement. And really what this is talking about is, you know, there's a lot more technology and just financial science, if you want to call it that, that's come out in the last couple decades. And obviously, account allocations have changed. It's not just stocks and bonds. It's large company, small company, you know, stuff like that. Well, with that knowledge and that information, we found that by far the number one thing that can kill your retirement plan is actually having lots of high stock market gains. And you might say, what? Well, what happens with high stock market gains? The only way you're going to get those is you have to be able to take large stock market losses. And so if you're in a very aggressive or more volatile portfolio, the more ups you're going to have, the more downs you're going to have. And so if you can minimize those ups and downs, you're going to actually have way more money in retirement. And the reason why is when you're accumulating money, this is meaningless. What we're really talking about is once you switch to that distribution phase, when you're taking that income out, that's when that, you know, the variance, the volatility, that up and down that you're having, those ups and downs can be massive. I mean, just imagine if you were retired January of 2008 and you thought everything was going great. You take out your money, take out your money. By 2009, you're freaking out because you've lost almost half your assets and you're spending money that can't come back. Those shares don't come back when you spend them in a down market. It doesn't matter how great 2013 was, because you'd spent so many shares by then, you're probably already in a tough position for retirement. So again, it's how do you reallocate, move your assets to have less variance, less volatility. If you want to sit down and we can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about your portfolio, more about enjoying life, we'll create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. We'll get that all set up for you. All you got to do is, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, here today with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Eric, before our break, we were talking about things that are not in our control when we're planning for retirement. Of course, inflation, as we know, it's never a constant either. So can you tell us about inflation, what it is, and how we can help account for it in our retirement plan?
Well, inflation is really a stealth tax. It's not something that you see or feel, but it's a something that we all unfortunately make ourselves feel old when we say, I remember when, right? And, I've done that unfortunately with my sons. And, you know, it's like when I first got my license, I remember the one time I paid 88 cents for a gallon of gas. And, you know, then it went back up over a dollar. And now I think in California we have, at least 50 cents just in tax on our gallon of gas. So, so things get more expensive. You can just look at the price of stamps and, anything you think about that. And so it's stuff we don't see. It doesn't happen like on a daily basis. It just kind of creeps in there. And so, when you're talking about inflation, it just means you have to be out earning inflation. And now the other problem with inflation is actually very specific to your situation. If you're retiring, hopefully you've done sending the kids to college and stuff. So college inflation may not be as big a deal now to you. But of course, healthcare may be a big issue. Travel costs, if there's a lot of travel inflation, those types of things, those are going to be more stuff that you're spending your money on. So inflation really affects what you're spending money on. Obviously, fuel, groceries, stuff like that, are things that we all pay money for. And ironically, when you talk about the consumer price index, the two things they leave out is fuel and groceries, pretty much. They say those are too volatile, so that's why they can't include them, which is just crazy. So, the biggest thing you have to do is have some sort of plan where you're going to have an increasing income, not 1 or 2 years, but throughout your retirement, because it's not going to stop. There's not going to be a spot where, now I don't have to care about having more income. It's like, no, you're going to always need more.
Anything else you want to tell us about how we can protect for inflation in retirement, or shall we move on?
Well, it's just really more about, how are you investing? If you're putting money in the bank and you've got a lot in there, if you got more than 50K in the bank, why? It's still earning horrible rates, and historically, bank interest rates have pretty much always been lower than inflation rates. So it's a horrible place to overcome inflation. There are some guaranteed options out there if you're trying to have principal safety. that are going to out-earn that. They're going to hopefully earn more like a 4 to 6% on average than the ones or twos or threes that you might get at a bank. So, you know, that's those things that you have to be looking for. You know, how are you going to, you know, have that money grow? You don't want to have it all at risk, so you want to have some safety, but you might be need to look at some other alternative investments, some stuff that's going to be paying you again, you know, maybe even 5, 6, 7%. And that will help you keep pace with inflation without having to take a ton of risk. You don't have to put 100% of your money in stocks to, you know, to overcome this.
Eric, you've mentioned the things that we do need to consider if we live longer than we expect. And of course, that's what we're doing. We are all living longer than any generation before us, and it can be a good thing, right? So how do we help make our money last as long as we need it to?
Yeah, well, the number one fear pretty much for everybody, every study you hear, is running out of money. Or living too long with no money,
right,
whichever
right.
way you want to say it. And,
yeah.
And, you know, so one of the big things is really a lot of times people say, well, you know, I hate this word, annuity. What? Annuity? and why do people hate that? Well, because they can be confusing, they can be complex, and there's just a ton of misinformation out there. You know, so what you have to do is really, you know, like I was just meeting with somebody who, they're like, oh, we don't like annuities, but can you give us some other options? We want something that's guaranteed, something that'll pay us for the rest of our life that we don't have to worry about. And it's like,
okay,
well, that's actually an annuity. So why don't you want it just because you don't like the name? You know, we can call it whatever we want you to call it. You know, the unicorn plan. I don't care what it's called. It's just a tool. And is that tool right for you? Well, if it's a variable annuity, I would say 90, 95% of the time, it's not the best thing for you. These are ones that have high fees. They invest in the stock market. They try to give you some guarantees, but the guarantees can't be the best because they're invested in the stock market. So again, that's one of the reasons why annuities can be really confusing. Really what you want to do is look for the fixed kind. So if the code word fixed means your principal is guaranteed. The code word variable, that's the trick that the industry uses to say your money's at risk. And so if you really want your money guaranteed, obviously you want a fixed account. So fixed index ones, those are paying rates based off some external index. And so those can pay a lot better. They're going to be able to overcome inflation, you know, over time easily. So those are the ones that are going to usually be the best for most people. And then they can actually have some sort of feature where they pay out for the rest of your life. And so that way, you know, you're going to get that money no matter what. And again, it comes down to what's your income plan say? And you go, what? Hold on, I don't have a plan. Well, that's why we're here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your portfolio and where you should put your money and more about having fun and enjoying retirement. So what we do is we first and foremost create that income plan to make sure that money lasts for the rest of your life. And if not, hey, at least we tell you before you get there and find out too late. And then we look at what investments should be in there. Should annuity be a part of that plan? It may be. Often it is. And there's more and more financial studies that show that you have to have that actually in there. Should we look at the tax ramifications of every account? Look at the healthcare. Look at the legacy. We're going to look at all those points, and that's how we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. There's no cost, no obligation. You just have to have $250,000 saved up, and all you have to do is come in for a visit, and we can kind of go over this. So it's 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. I guess wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. And just like we're talking on our show today, Eric will help you with all of the confusing high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with. He's going to explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation. So he is offering you a chance to call him. Again, to go in and see him at no cost, no obligation, their website, wealthcreator.com, or take him up on the phone call, 800-454-1184. You know, Eric, we do mention annuities a lot, I think, because they get a bad rap. And like you said, it's really just because they're understood. You know, that's why they get a bad rap. But if you could, you touched on it a little bit, if you could go into a little bit deeper, the different types of annuities that are available.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely get misunderstood, like you said, and really what they are is they've been around forever. Roman soldiers actually started getting these, and that's how they would fight in these wars. They would, in essence, get an annual payment, pension, and for being a soldier. And so that, you know, annuity is just like annual. That's where it comes from. And so what they do is there's two different types. I mean, most of the time we're talking about deferred annuities. So immediate, which is a lot of times people get confused on, immediate annuity, the easiest example of that, Social Security. You know, you gave a bunch of money in there, and then you get income for life. The second you're gone, that money stops. They send a $255 consolation prize to your family, and that's it. And so, you know, that is an immediate annuity. Most people don't like those because typically if you give $100,000 to an insurance company, you'll get some monthly income for the next month. And then once you're gone, that money's gone typically. So that's a little freaky. People are like, ooh, I do not want my money to go away. And so that works if you're in your 80s, especially maybe 70s. Most people aren't doing those type. Most people are doing the deferred. So the deferred means you're putting money into some account. You're letting it grow. Now, annuities are always tax deferred. Now, you could be using an IRA and, you know, you're not going to get any extra tax deferral. But if you're using normal dollars, the benefit is that you won't be getting a 1099 to pay, you know, taxes on until you actually want that money back out. And then at some point, you can turn on an either annuitized income where it does take, you know, disappear with your principal and you have to pay it out. Typically, variable annuities lots of times have that feature where you have to do that, where your principal goes away and you have to pay it out if you have an income guarantee on those. With the fixed index accounts, you never do that. With those ones, your principal stays there. You're getting a guaranteed lifetime withdrawal, which that basically means you can keep taking this money out even if the account goes to zero. You know, if that's something that you'd like to learn more about, really figure out how does this fit for me? What should I be doing? Again, that comes down to first and foremost, creating that plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your portfolio and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, there's no cost, no obligation. All you do is sit down, we visit, kind of find out what you're worried about. Then we have a strategy session, say, here's the plan you're on. Here's the path you've chosen to take, whether or not you know it. And here's some issues. And do you want to solve them or not? And then it's up to you to make that you know, decision to hire us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick a phone, call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to maximize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the San Jose Public Library, Rose Garden Branch. Pick the date that works best for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, August 28th, or Wednesday, August 29th. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited and reservations are required. So call now, 866-734-8465. That's 866-734-8465. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 866-734-8465.
Hi there. Welcome back. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Of course, he's president of Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric, let's say we do have a sizable balance in our 401k or maybe in the alternative. Maybe we've rolled that 401k into an IRA and we have that same sizable balance. What should we consider doing? What's your recommendation?
Well, first and foremost, you should treat it like a old school pension manager would or endowment manager and not have it all in the stocks and bond market. And that may sound weird because that's the only option you get in a 401k today. So, you know, how do you do that? Well, what you have to do is look at all the assets out there. You know, you want to have some stuff that's, you know, alternative, some stuff that's in real estate, other things that's in that IRA. And there's options out there that we work with that they can help you do that. Obviously, you want some stuff in the market, but then you also want some foundational assets, some stuff that can't go away, some stuff that's going to be there for the rest of your life and keep paying out that money, no matter what goes on. Because if you hit a 2008 versus a 2013, you know, 2008 was ugly year in the market. If you have some guaranteed assets, take it from there. 2013 was a great year. Take it from there. Take it from, you know, your market assets. But most people I see today are retiring with 100% of stocks and bond money. You have no option. You have no place to go to run and hide in retirement. And you don't have a choice. You can't all of a sudden say, oh, well, I'll just work now from now on, you know, starting tomorrow. Yeah, good luck getting a job in your, you know, 60s or 70s very quickly, you know, around here, and especially in Silicon Valley. So, you know, that's going to be tough. So that's why you really want to make sure you have some options, you know, make sure you have some steady income coming in, money that's coming in on a monthly basis. It's not from the stock market. You want some market money. And again, that foundational money. So that's really what you should be looking for. Now, in terms of how do you go through all this stuff? You know, who do you talk to? Who can you trust? You know, there's a lot of things that you want to look out for. You know, you want to watch out for anybody who's captive. What that means in our industry is somebody who has to sell somebody's products. So easiest ones are like, you know, the big New York Life, Mass Mutual, these types of big companies. Yeah, they've got investment products. They're going to focus a lot on insurance and other things because they're an insurance company. And so they're going to have to use whatever products they use. But a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, somebody who has the term registered representative, they have a what they call a broker dealer. And it says that's the person who tells them what they can and can't use. So this would be like a Merrill Lynch or, you know, Wells Fargo Advisors, any of these people. That company says, here's what you're allowed to use. You have to use this list of options. And that's the only options you get to pick from. You cannot pick from anything else. And so it's not that they're trying to hide things or not use things. It's just they're restricted. And who would you rather have? A doctor that has available all cures or only some cures? I mean, I'd want to have that doctor who can have access to everything. And lots of times I find a lot of advisors don't talk about taxes. They don't know taxes very well. And you know, again, you have to go look at that plan. You have to create that first and foremost, that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we help people do. Create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. That's what we want to do for you and your family. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us, and we'll set up a time to kind of go through this and visit with you and then see if you want to take action from there. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And of course, you can always find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. As always, our podcasts of the show are available on iTunes or on our website at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.